From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Avriganya. As expected, Missouri has appealed a judge's order blocking two abortion restrictions enacted in 2007. Dan Margolis reports.
Attorney General Josh Hawley had said he would appeal the preliminary injunction entered 10 days ago by a federal judge in Kansas City. The injunction blocks Missouri's laws requiring abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals and abortion clinics to be outfitted like ambulatory surgical centers. U.S. District Judge Howard Sachs cited a U.S. Supreme Court case last year that found similar Texas restrictions unconstitutional. The fate of the Missouri case, which was brought by Planned Parenthood, is now up to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margolis.
The Missouri House has struck down a bill that would have provided buyouts for homeowners living near a St. Louis area Superfund site, prompting a shutdown of work in the Senate on the final day of session. The bill that failed today would have allowed residents to apply to the state to purchase homes that were found uninhabitable due to contamination. The proposal is a priority of Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, who launched a filibuster in response to its failure with less than 5 hours before the 6 p.m. Friday deadline to pass bills. Advocates for rural issues are up in arms over proposed changes to rural development programs run by the U.S. Agriculture Department. Harvest Public Media's Jeremy Bernfeld has the story.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue wants to reshape his department by creating a new position focused on growing international trade for U.S. farm goods. But he would do that by eliminating a position in charge of rural development. Rural advocates say that de-emphasizes programs that support businesses in rural areas. In his announcement, Perdue maintains the changes will grow the farm economy and give him the power to personally oversee rural development efforts.
The vitality of our small towns across our nation is critical to the future of the American economy, and we must always argue for the needs of rural America.
Advocates say they'll be watching to see if this structural change is followed by changes in funding. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.
The sponsor of a proposal to ban lobbyist gifts to Missouri elected officials says there's no way the bill will pass before lawmakers' deadline this evening. Herman Republican Representative Justin Alferman said he doesn't believe the legislation will pass by 6 p.m., the end of the annual session. Records show lobbyists have given legislators more than $800,000 in gifts this year. Republican Governor Eric Greitens pledged to ban all lobbyist gifts during his campaign. Greitens did ban the practice among state executive employees, but it appears he will fall short on his broader promise. Abby Avriganya, KBIA News, Columbia.